Welcome to Career and Life Hacks for Busy People. I'm your host, Joanne Ekton, author of Make Your Job Great and creator of the Team Maximizer Framework. This show is designed to serve you, the busy professional, someone who's interested in achieving more success through personal development by providing you with information you can use in a short and digestible format. So now, wouldn't it be great if you were able to make things work better at the office or at home with support from the people around you and little to no conflict? Imagine if you were able to tackle those annoyances and have others happy to help you fix them. This is completely possible, but to get there, you have to change your thinking and your approach. First, let me ask you, are you a victim or an owner? Most people would automatically claim to be an owner. After all, who wants to be labeled a victim? The unfortunate truth is that the majority of the working population actually has a victim's attitude. You know that person that keeps whining about how horrible their job is, or that their boss is a jerk, or we just can't do that? That's a victim. And they're everywhere. So let's start with some definitions. To own something is to have power or mastery over it. The owner controls the outcome, good or bad. On the other hand, the victim is one who's given up control to some outside force. You know, invariably something will go wrong, and this is where the true test of your ownership will come. An owner will take responsibility for the problem and look for solutions. He'll also spend time reflecting on how he could have prevented the failure and what lessons he can learn for the future. A victim will make claims as to just how, you know, the economy's no good, or the boss is an idiot, or someone else just hasn't done his job properly. You know, the moment you start to lay blame, you've put yourself in the role of the victim. It isn't your fault that the project failed. It's the economy, or your boss, or your coworker, or the phase of the moon, for goodness sake. You've given up control to someone or something else. And besides, no one wants to listen to a bunch of excuses anyway. You're not going to win any support by complaining. If there's something in your life that you don't like, you have to take control over it. The uncomfortable truth is that every single thing in your life is a result of decisions that you've made or not made. If you don't like something, make a different decision. You really only have two choices. Either change your situation or you change the reaction to the situation. The good news is that you can change circumstances by fixing it, and you can change your reaction by accepting it or removing yourself from the situation entirely. Fix it or get out. If you take ownership of the situation and you decide to fix it, not lay blame, you can share ideas in a positive way, and others are much more likely to help you. Now, if your issue's with another person, recognize that the honest truth is that you can't change anyone else's behavior but your own. You can't fix a person, you can't change them. You have to decide if you're willing to accept that person's behavior or remove yourself from that situation. You need to do the same for your career. If you find your attitude slipping, or you're getting bored with your work, or your work's getting sloppier, ask yourself what you need to do to change the situation. Don't wait for someone else to do it for you, because it just won't happen. So next time you find yourself complaining, take a step back and assess whether you're acting like a victim and how you can change your behavior to act more like an owner. In our next episode, we'll talk about careers and the three biggest mistakes that people make with their careers. Until then, have a great week.